Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get untamed. So the recipe we're going to be doing today, I know it's extremely hot. It's been hot for everybody, even Chef Albert. It's been insanely hot. Now, I know there's a way of saying, you know what, chef, if you can't take the heat, stay out of the kitchen. Now, that's a different kind of heat than when you can't breathe outside. That's a little bit different. Now, I feel like a bit of a hypocrite because I've been telling everybody we're going to just keep doing cool recipes, but I have a lot of fans that are saying, chef, I want to learn how to make a perfect pasta sauce. Here is my version of a bolognese sauce. Let's get started. So the very first thing that I need to do in order to make our bolognese as incredible as we're going to make it is we need to have the right ingredients. Now, typically bolognese is done with a ground beef. I've seen people do it with a ground turkey. I'm going to be using ground Wagyu beef. Now, what makes the Wagyu so incredible? Well, these cows, typically Wagyu cows are from Japan. Now, the process they go through, the massages, is when they become a Kobe style beef. But these are just Wagyu cows. Incredible, incredible product. And actually a lot of this Wagyu cows, you can start to buy the products here in the United States, which makes life so much easier for us who really want to be a little uppity up and have a little bit more of a gourmet experience. So here is the recipe, as simple as I could possibly put it. I'm going to start off first with 5 tablespoons of garlic-infused olive oil. The garlic-infused olive oil is going to go in the pan at medium heat. I'm going to add to that 1 cup of maitake mushrooms, 1/2 cup of Spanish onion. I'm going to let that go ahead and let the onions get a little bit translucent and caramelize just a little bit with the mushrooms. And then I'll add 1 pound of ground Wagyu, salt and pepper to taste, of course. I'm going to let that brown up. And it's very important that we get that browned up because once it gets browned up, we can begin the next process of making this recipe. If we don't let it get browned up, what I've learned is it has no texture, and it's important that our food has a lot of texture to it. 1 cup of tomato sauce, 1 cup of roasted tomatoes, Italian seasoning to taste, salt and pepper. And then we're going to add in our sugar, 1 tablespoon at a time. This is very, very important because if we don't add in the sugar, what ends up happening, it's very, very acidic. Last but definitely not least, all I do is I take this and I blend it using a immersion blender. This is good for up to 4 days. I highly recommend though, if you want to have it at its best, eat it the same day. For this and many more of my recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, and you can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.